know what? I'm the biggest star here, man. That's the way it is. I want to fuck. It's my big dick. So everybody get ready fucking now.
We're supposed to provide context for this opener, but sometimes I just like a cold open.
Yeah,
we'll do the show intros in a minute. Why have you been bugging me for the last hour or so before the show, asking me, the guru on the subject, how you get naked pictures out of women online that you've met online?
Well, I feel like you're the master of it, and
I am. I don't like guys that toot their horn. About anything, really, but this is so pathetic where it's kind of, it's not being a big cock if you're bragging you can do this. I'm
absolutely clueless. Like, I mean, for me, I look at...
We'll run you through the baby steps. I can give you a blow-by-blow of how it happened through history, too.
You've been doing this a long time, man. You are an old hand,
been
no pun intended.
Been doing this since 2000, 2001, since you were getting those... dot matrix looking titties sent to you via AOL.
Yeah, I think you were like getting some nudie pics of women getting sent to you on dial-up, man. Like, it's been
shit
going
yeah.
on.
Shit yeah, where I ran multiple dial-up cords through my house to mimic the network I had at Virginia Tech circa 99. That was some low-rent shit. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today is Howard Heasy. Howard is what at Twitter if they want to get a hold of you, Mr.
I am
almost said your last name.
Epexegetical.
Yeah, exactly.
You know where to find me, people.
I guess find him through me. I'm at Papa's Basement. See, that's how you do it. It's a nice, easy one. P-A-P-A-S. Basement. All one word. Twitter. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. You've got my writing there. You've got links to every episode we've ever done of this bee. You've got the iTunes subscription link, which please click and subscribe to us and rate us with 5 stars, because even 4 stars, my Asian parents would spit upon that, because it isn't good enough. I don't actually have Asian parents. That's a bit funny. You've also got the Facebook link, facebook.com/papasbasement. Go there and like us, because I like it when you like us. I wish I could like it. Every time. There needs to be like buttons within likes for Facebook. It just needs to be inception. Like, I liked you liking me, liking that type stuff.
The play within the play.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, Howard, you came, you knelt at the foot of the master, and you said, tell me, how do I get nude pictures out of ladies? Because yeah, fuck it, I'm throwing it out there. I'm good at it. I got all fat and sloppy, so I don't fuck all too well anymore, and I'm not so good at much of anything when it comes to girls, but I'll get them naked.
I guess what impressed me the most about it is, you know, for me, I just always assumed, like, you were just doing it with people who have, like, a bunch of stock photos of themselves naked going back and forth.
Where's the sport in that? You're fucking the slut when you do that. You get your own fresh pick shears.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like.
Pick tears.
How can you tell, first off, that somebody's never really sent nude pictures of themselves to a like strange man on the internet?
Oh, God. I mean, there's so many tells. First is a reluctance to send them when the subject comes up. And it's just like, I don't know. This could live online forever.
Okay, that does sound like a tell.
Yeah. Okay. Trust me, if you bring it up and you've got someone sucking her left nipple 30 seconds later on your phone... That isn't the first time she's been to the rodeo, brother. Sorry to burst any bubbles. So that would be tell number one. Just fucking reply like that.
Yeah, I feel like once you are out there, you're never going to pretend like, oh, this could get out there. It's just like, nah. Like, Greg Oden's donkey dick is out there forever. Like, it's never going to be a problem for him to send a pic to anybody who asks.
I don't like seeing any fucking athlete's cock, especially the dark, like, charcoal black athletes, because...
Who are, like, 7 feet tall, and you just know, it's just like, that's my forearm.
Yeah, it's just, you see that, and it's like, sex isn't even, like, shouldn't be the word for what they do to women. It needs to be like sex with 5 E's and 19 X's at the end. Or like fucking in all caps with an exclamation point with parentheses demolishing right after it. I don't know. There's a couple schools of thought on that if we're going to talk wiener shop and make a very straight subject very gay all of a sudden. I want to stick first with getting pictures out of people. Tell me the situation. Do you have a situation? This is just a hypothetical you're asking about.
No, honestly, like, I was thinking the other day about...
one of our comely Twitter followers?
No, actually, I was thinking more, like, so here it is, like, I've known John forever.
Yeah.
Most of the girls I know, like, I've met in person, but I feel like John, like, whenever I talk to you and you've met a girl.
Yeah. I've met a girl. Like, you mean, what are you talking?
Your relationship history, typically to me, has begun on the internet.
A lot of times, yeah. It's just, I've always found it a great tool because I'm not a big, I'll do the bar scene and shit like that, but it's just not something I am a great fan of. I'm a cheap little fucker, so I hate paying for drinks. I hate being hungover because the first year of this show was literally John was out Friday night and bitches about his hangover on Saturday and is holding in one of those disgusting hangover shits for half the show. It didn't make for great radio when a guy's just very low energy and bitching that the studio lights are blazing when they're turned all the way down. So, God, what else? I'm not a big fan of, even when I was in very good shape, I still didn't totally care for the cold intros, like, hey, look at me, because as I've said, and you'll hear on the episode that plays in a couple days, because this is actually like the second episode we recorded this week, but it's playing first, so I'm good with my words, I'm good with storytelling, things that are not rewarded in the very quick impression world of a bar, where I have to wow you in 3 seconds. I'm not going to wow you in 3 seconds. Again, even in my best shape and being an okay-looking guy, I take a little bit of time to work, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you're not into the Jim Carrey style of humor that works excellently in the bar scene.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to, like, make a funny face and, like,
I'm not
make
gonna
a strange
exactly
noise.
Exactly, spill a cup of water on my dick and then get a hard-on and be like, "Mrah!" And make a silly Robin Williams sound, and that will melt your heart. That's just not what I'm going to do. But again, I am trying to operate through a humor type thing. Trying to be funny. That's how a girl's going to like me. Always a healthy place to come from. I have to work to entertain someone that I want in my life. But hey, that's what God done gave me.
And it's strange. The thing with that's always been odd to me about that is you have that skill, and yet you don't really like hanging out in the stoner scene where, you know, the music's low enough, you can talk to people. There's
what,
little...
smoking weed with people?
Like, you wouldn't be smoking because, like, that kills game. Let's be real. That doesn't really, like, help you to get laid.
I fucking despise weed. I'm just not, like, in terms of substance abuse, I am first and foremost an overeater. I enjoy the rush of insulin coursing through my veins as my tits inflate. I like the rush of tobacco and nicotine. When I was on Dexedrine and Adderall and all that, loved that. I love speed of any sort. Not, again, we're talking legal speed. I was prescribed. And that's not even me saying that winky winky style. I really was prescribed speed for God knows how many years of my life. I think I still have an active prescription if I want it.
Right.
And that's always been my scene. I was into weed and that stuff maybe up through age 18. And then it just seemed very lazy. Like, I'm just not a stressed out guy for the most part. I don't need a substance to make me want to eat more and sleep more. I need shit that curbs that. I like amphetamine. It makes me eat less and I sleep less and I'm more focused.
Okay, no, I get that now. I get that now.
So, it's just one of those things. I don't know of an in-person setting where long-form humor really has a place. There's nowhere adults go to sit around Teddy Ruxpin style and talk 10 or 15 minutes. The few times I've done that, like for various improv classes and shit like that, I was in like Flynn, man. I had whatever I want out of that class. Hot girl, hey, you're feeling what I got between these legs. But there's the, I guess the internet caters to that.
Yeah, and actually, especially textually. I mean, like, most people, it's hard to translate how they speak into the written word, but you do a pretty good job, man. So I think for you, like, you've managed to successfully navigate, like, the interweb and, like, talking to ladies online that you've never met. Never met them.
Ordering pussy via Amazon.
Never even talked to them. Never even really seen them until they send that first pic. And that's what always stunned me about it. It's just like, so often I remember hearing like, hey, met somebody online. Gonna go see her this weekend. Peace.
Yeah. I don't want to act like I've done that heavily at all and for several years, to be honest, because there came a point when I started getting into radio and my fulfillment wasn't, hey, guess what I fucked this weekend.
But you did have a stage in your life where...
Yeah, I want to say my early 20s, I was meeting a lot of online ass for some just weird, I don't want to say weird sex in the sense like I got tied up and shit on or something. It was just kind of maybe a forced sexuality where you're young kids and you did so much dirty talking online that then you meet up and it's like neither one of you wants to back out of the sex in person, even though it's fucking awkward to like meet someone for the first time and 30 seconds later your shaft's in her.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
And I mean, that's what I always, like, I still can't conceive of that. Like, it's just never been something I've done. And so, like, I'm asking, man, like, how does that even start? Because by that point, like, yeah, you've met them. You're sticking your dick in her, like, within minutes. But, like, before
sometimes,
that, there's
and
been...
other times, there's, you know, hours or days, I guess.
Okay, but...
Typically, I won't say typically. I have some stories where it's like you just greet someone and you are Cinemax kissing within 15 seconds. Just like, hey, so,
but you've already seen each other naked, right? Like that's already happened.
I try not to throw my stuff out there so much. I've certainly seen her naked just because in the infancy of pursuing ass online, I was fooled many a time by women that were like, here's my face or just here's my face and cleavage. And it's what I call it. It's iceberg pussy where the top chunk that's showing above the sea level is nice and small, but everything below it just expands even further and is horrible. And much like an iceberg, which you also wouldn't stick your cock in, you don't want to fuck it. So I learned, at first you would get a girl on cam and just be like, do a 360 turn. Let me make sure you don't have a vestigial tail, two spines, things like that. And then after a while, you can get a sense of just what are the deceptive angles people take pictures from in general. And as long as you're getting real full body shit, there's nothing to worry about. There's just no way to trick out full body. The most you can do to doctor a full body shot is you sucked in your gut, and no one can suck in that much gut.
But so you've popped the internet cherry for the inspection for some women, right? Like I know some of these folks are like old hands that just like,
yeah, we're two ships, two picture sending ships in the night.
Yeah.
And everyone's just got their little stock photos and you send them to each other and all well and good.
But then there's going to be the girls who are like, oh, I don't know about this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're Mr. Bill voices. There's tons of girls that are, I don't even know if it's a concern that's so valid anymore because they act like, oh, this will, if it gets out there, it'll live on forever. Which there's so many dick and twat and tit pictures online now. There's no horny employee at Verizon that's kind of cataloging these. Their systems are flooded with this shit. There is so much cock going through Verizon's network right now.
You pretty much have to be
baffling.
A big-time celebrity where somebody's going to hack it and get it on
exactly.
Like Perez Hilton.
And they're going to go through probably what is on your phone stored internally. I don't think any of this stuff is pried off the network. I could be wrong.
Still, like, if somebody's hesitant, they'll make up excuses, right? Like, they're just going to say whatever comes to their head as far as, like, trying to get you to not, like, require a pick, right?
Well, yeah, you try not to be a total ass and really require things, but...
What's your game, dude?
Shit.
How do you convince someone that, hey, you would like to send me a naked picture?
Oh, just be jokey about it. Never do a hard sell with a woman. Never be like, I don't see your tits, I'm not going to text you anymore. Because who gives a shit? They're losing a guy texting them. Who cares? I would just be jokey.
How do you be jokey about, hey, let me see your tits?
Just be like, you know, I'm not trying to put any pressure on you, but if you don't send me your jugs in 30 seconds, I will kill a small child. Things like that.
All right, that's pretty funny. I'll give you that.
Or just like send him a picture of a kitten and be like, if I do not see your vagina, this kitten shall die by my hand.
All right. I'm based on that joke alone, I'm willing to show you my tits right now.
Well, exactly. I think another thing about it, don't be a scumbag. All the exes that have showed me their stuff and girls back in the day when you would get pictures sent via AOL Direct Connect.
Oh, my gosh.
Or precursors to MySpace, where girls had just files where it was called, like, here's your normal pics. Here are your racy pics. And the members of that site could pay like $1 extra a month. It was a free site. Or I could pay $1 a month and have access to every girl's naked pic file and just leaf through that. God, what the fuck were we talking about again? My mind just shit the bed. And then some. You were saying, what about the pictures? And I was saying the low tech, and I was giving the context of the olden days. So
yeah,
where
no,
was
just
I before that? This is horrible.
No, I was asking about you know, the proper request pattern, because it can sound kind of creepy where it's like, hey.
Yeah, never be genitals. Creepy. Just be lighthearted, man.
Lighthearted about genitals, like, to me, I don't know. That sounds difficult, but you did give a good example. I appreciate that.
Women never want the heavy on sex. They never, at least as an initial thing, they never want a guy approaching it as, hey, I really, really like you. That's why I have to see your tits. They don't want anyone liking them too quickly.
Yeah.
It's very gross to them.
See, but that's kind of the cool thing about meeting girls on the internet now, right? Like, you don't have to, like, just full court press, like, hey, I saw you across the bar.
Yeah, you never have to do that. You can just be a jokey dude, and that seems to be rewarded far more online than in real life, where you can be, like, doing sarcastic shit in real life, and girls just won't hear your intonation or something like that. And it comes off the wrong way, and they're just like, you're being a dick.
Yeah, that's true. You get that a lot, right? Not like
more
often than not. You used to get it more often than
not. My guy friends think I get that a lot. I actually don't get it all that much anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fine line you have to walk. You have to be a little more lighthearted than I was in my youth. But just be like, hey, look, you know, have fun with them, and then be like, I want to see your stuff because you're a hot girl. Just be honest. You're hot, and I want to see your tits.
See, there it is. All right. You have, like, this rapport that you've established online, and I just got to ask, man, like,
you seem
to have mastered that first. Like,
well, yeah, and
online.
I'll put this out. I've never done anything. I remember where I was going with this. I've never done anything skeevy with photos. Even if a girl has been the biggest bitch to me afterward, I've never once put a girl's shit online.
Yeah, that would be bad karma.
Never
once. That would
once.
Be bad karma.
And I've had some girls do some devilish shit to me. And
really?
Even back in the day before girls were just sending their stuff left and right. Like, there was a time, 02, you got tit pictures. Like, holy shit. What you just accomplished, that was like a triple-double, man. And I still would never, it wouldn't even cross my mind. Because they shared that with you at a good time. You can never throw that back in someone's face. It's just relationship 101 in general. Because my relationships at the time consisted of acquiring tit pics, I applied
right.
it to that. Even if a relationship ends in general, never fling shit back in people's faces.
But what you're telling me is there's enough of John revealed out in the world today that if you made it big, like, your schlong is on Perez Hilton the next day.
A couple people have got it. A couple people have got it. It's a rare. It makes a cameo now and again.
Online? You found it online just on random sites?
No. I mean, just, you know, fucking exes and current girlfriend. They have pictures of the junk.
All right. So I should spell out my Twitter handle at this moment in order to make sure that anyone with these photos can get them into the correct hands for
Jesus.
Future use.
Oh, God. Please don't.
Epexegetical. E-P-E. I can't even spell it myself. What am I doing?
That's horrible.
It's late, man. Come on. Like, people are going to be downloading this, I'm sure, first thing when they wake up in the morning. But, you know, we're here pretty late on a Saturday night, bro. Like,
yeah, 8 p.m.
Yeah.
for a Saturday. And then I'm going to run home and probably finish Inception for the second time ever, and then maybe play some Magic Online. I don't know. It's a busy day yeah. of being awesome in general.
Relationships. They make us into, like, awesome, fun people.
Oh, yeah. Nothing better than having a girl and she isn't around, so you sit around and pound your dick all day and play video games. Not that it was a big change of pace for me, so...
Just now you have somebody to tell it about.
Yeah, now I have someone I'm disappointing with my actions. Someone who thought they deserved better.
But yeah, so here's what I'm just wondering, man. So let's say the internet didn't exist.
Sure.
So, like, you've banged out in a certain number of women by this point.
Mm-hmm.
Number which, you know, I'm not going to inquire into unless you want to just give the reveal on...
I'm like a shade under 20. I'm still at 18.
Would that number be substantially lower had you just been forced to, like, meet chicks in public?
I mean, I've met some of those, a good chunk of the illustrious 18 off the interwebs, but it's not like I haven't banged out girls, coworkers, friends from school, things like that. I probably would have slept with a lot more people in real life and braved the hairy repercussions. Had I not had the internet. The internet's great because if shit fails, you had a tenuous bond that kind of, if you didn't work to develop it, it's gone.
What do you consider, what's your success rate online then, man? Like, how many chicks are you just like, hey, we're going to flip pics back and forth, and then, oh, that fizzled.
Well, just getting pictures or actually sleeping with them? Because
no, just like, hey, so you slept with a few, but then like, as far as you just, like, trading picks back and forth and then suddenly it fizzles, like, how often does that happen?
It depends what the girl wants out of it. I would say they all... Most of that stuff's going to fizzle eventually because a woman is sending pictures of herself, especially to a man of a certain right. distance.
Right.
Because she's not happy with her current shit and she wants another guy telling her she's sexy. So maybe...
That's most of it, right?
And she meets a new guy and she's going to probably knock it off.
Yeah, like, I'm not or cheating on my husband, but I just would like somebody to say nice tits.
There's exactly. That's it. I want someone to ogle me the way he did. And you've also got your... There are the times the husband writes the ship. There are the girls that are really, really into you. And it's like, what do you mean you're not flying to Hawaii anytime soon? And it's
really?
I mean that. Like, what you just said. I have a life.
Did they at least offer to, like, buy your ticket?
No. A lot of women think sending a little lip shot, a little vagoo, means, like, you should throw down for a plane ticket to see them.
Yeah, that's not proportional at all.
No, it's not. The internet has naked people, ladies.
Like, vaginas are cool, but come on.
They're great. And it's not, like, I'm... One of those dudes, even I'm not bowled over by the sensation of vagina compared to jerking off. Like, jerking off's good and lazy, man.
I can't believe you just said that.
Oh, yeah. It's rare that I fuck a chick and I'm like, wow, that was like 100 times better than jerking off. Normally, I'm like, that was a lot of work for one fucking nut. Like, it's the difference. Like, for me, jerking off is just going to a decent fast food restaurant, like a Five Guys, and getting a burger. And sex is me buying the beef, buying the seasoning, buying the bun, buying the cheese, grilling all that, throwing together. At the end of the day, I'm like, you know what? I probably like the Five Guys burger better. And it was a whole lot less work, too.
Jeez.
Once in a while. The current missus is good downstairs. Current missus is a smaller gal. So that's fun. She's vice-like.
It's, I believe in modern parlance, known as a spinner.
She's a spinner, yeah. That's a short girl that's under 100 pounds. And yeah, that's fun. But typically do people not jerk off right? Like, I kind of wonder that. And maybe my dick's just not that sensitive, but sex is a lot of pounding and a lot of full body effort.
Yeah, it's a workout.
Yeah. Whereas jerking it, it's just my arm going back up and down. I take breaks. I'll, like, fucking read an article and go back to jerking off. Like, that's just a leisurely me sipping my tea type thing.
Wait, like, while you're recharging, or you'll just, like...
No, I...
You'll extend the session, because...
Oh, that's my biggest problem with it. I extend the sessions like crazy.
So you're like a tantric masturbator?
Yes, absolutely.
And it's not even like the practice for like somebody on the receiving end?
No, because like if I'm just banging at full speed, I'll last an okay amount of time, but it's nothing astounding.
But you're not like going for the 12-hour like,
no,
Olympic
I mean,
marathon.
When I first started banging and I listened to a lot of rap, and it's just a bunch of guys bragging how they bang for 19 hours and shit. And, you know, it's bull as you get older. But you don't back then. When I was a kid, I'd bang like 3-4 hours and stuff like that. And I just didn't enjoy it because my dipshit girlfriend at the time, we didn't use condoms, yet she would never get her fucking lazy ass on birth control either. So I was like holding out on coming for 3-4 hours. I had balls like blue as it gets. Like Paul Bunyan's ox.
What? Wouldn't you just pull out? I mean, it works every time.
Yeah, yeah. Except for the time I knocked her up. I would like pull out and not even, I would maybe get finished off orally and shit.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't understand how this woman didn't feel like I wasn't finishing. Like we just fucked until she was out of wetness.
Oh gosh.
Like literally we were physically stopped.
Wow.
By what was going down.
Yeah.
And then half the time I wouldn't even get, you know, she wanted to like, what did she think? I came powdered milk or something like that?
Oh, gosh.
Like, yeah. And so from that day forward, I was just never blown away by sex. You have to be, for me, I have to be banging someone a while for the most part for the sex to get good.
Mm.
And then I start to enjoy it. Once in a while, you'll meet someone who's very dirty and knows their way around a cock and makes it real fun real fast.
Yeah, that's professional. Yeah.
I love it when a girl's just not, like, dirty and knows her way around a dick.
Yeah.
Because if you're skanky, but you suck at fucking, like, what the hell's your point?
Yeah, if you're going to do it, like, pick up a couple lessons here and there.
Yeah.
Get a little feedback, you know? Like, hey, sorry to hear that you don't want to see me again. Could we have an exit interview?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, couch.
Please explain to me, how was my hand job? Did it compare to what you do when you're by yourself? You know, these are the kinds of questions I would like some exes to ask me. Never really asked for the exit interview.
I'll say this. Women can even make, like, that's a great litmus test. If a girl can give you a hand job better than you give one to yourself. Because
at least
comparable, it's not hard.
Comparable.
Here's the trick, ladies. If you want to give a really good hand job, A, use a bunch of lube and put your tits into it. That's an old school favorite of mine.
That's a great way to actually like up at a level. That ceases to just be a hand job at that point, though.
Yeah, it's doing your job well.
Right. Yeah. That's like having a purpose.
And the other is like spitting on it and doing a slide. But anytime a girl is just giving you the lazy trombone, as I call it. Like, they don't, do you know women, a man when he starts jerking off goes through a metamorphosis. You build muscles to jerk off. I don't know if you remember this, Howie. When I started jerking off, my forearms killed me for fucking weeks. Like, I built goddamn Jeff Goldblum the fly muscles, breaking an arm wrestling motherfucker's wrist out of his skin. And it took like a month when I first started whacking off. Because I would jerk and just be like, God damn, lactic acid is killing me. And have to stop. So a girl who's not making that motion all the time. And she's a girl. She's not a man. So she doesn't have those muscles to begin with. She's not going to do it for shit. They just, especially the ones that don't have the heart for it and really don't care. They're just going through the motions even then to get you to come. And she's like, nah. It's just this fucking up and down, the slow shit. You know, like in the old movies when they start, just when the railroad starts going, that steam engine is like, shh, 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 shh. And it hasn't even gotten fast yet. You need to get to the shh, 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 choo, choo. That's how fast you should be going to get a guy to fucking finish. If you're just doing the shh, 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 leaving the station where the girlfriend is still keeping up with her man in the window. That's not fast enough.
I mean, what I've found is the most polite way to handle the situation is to act as if, oh, I'm going to pretend like every dick is different. Maybe you just don't know how this one operates. When it's clear they don't know what they're fucking doing at all.
That's what I say. I'm like, hey, this is what works for me.
Exactly.
This
yeah.
is what works
that's
for
what
me.
That's what you got to do.
Because everyone's, it's so stupid.
You look like a real jerk when you're like, hey, would you like me to show you how this is done? That's kind of
it's annoying because if you've ever had to say this is how I operate, if it's short of like you need her sliding four fingers in your asshole with a thumb pressed against your taint during head, guys don't operate all that differently. It'd be like a girl saying, now, I don't know about every girl, but my clit is sensitive. Give that a bit of a lick during oral. There you go, champ. Tap, tap on the top of your head. So anytime any guy has been like, hey, this is what does it for me. That's what does it for every guy. So take a note.
Yeah. I think it's just, it's polite. It gives the out in that situation.
Yeah, you don't want to be a jerk.
Yeah. I mean, she is giving you a hand job.
Mm-hmm. Not an easy act. I guess oral isn't easy either for a chick when you really get down to the mechanics of it.
Some are better than others. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's hard work. You're moving your head a lot.
Yeah.
When you really think about it, if you're good, you're putting your hand into it as well.
Yeah.
I've never had a good BJ. Well, no, I take that back. I had one good BJ that didn't involve hand. Anyone else I know who's been a champ at it is doing hand shit, mouth shit.
Gotta use a hand.
Yeah, I got a damn session player on the drums. Everything's doing something.
Yeah.
I hope that answered your question, Tommy. Now, what else did you want to ask?
No, I mean, I'm trying to get down to the core of, you did learn, though, to talk to women first on the net versus, like...
Well, I was talking to girls online before I was IRL. And not that I didn't have... that was nice as I smashed the mic as I tried to pick my nose. There we go. It's not that I didn't have a lot of girls I wasn't talking to when I was younger in school and things like that. I had some. It was hard for me to take the leap into the sexual...
That's what I'm talking about. When did you first start feeling success? Like, I just
IRL success or online success?
What do you mean IRL?
In real life.
Okay. Sorry.
Loser. Loser.
Dude, you realize I didn't own a computer, like a laptop until like 2002.
How did you, didn't have a computer in college? Like, Virginia Tech made us get computers.
I was a classics major.
Yeah, like, that's so weird.
I didn't need that.
That was the liberation of college to me, owning my first computer.
No, dude. Like, I had to use the computer lab all through college.
Yeah, which is 100 times better, by the way. What a great place to meet girls.
Are you kidding?
Why wouldn't it be? Like, you're all forced together.
See, I
picked up a girl in the computer lab one time. That was one of my real life conquests in college.
Oh, so that was like an early one. Like, while you were, had you already mastered by that point, like, the online pickup?
Yeah. Though? Yeah. Okay. And then I picked this chick up.
So that was where you, like, learned.
And
though.
Didn't have sex with her. I forget her name. Some tall Jewish chick.
What'd you guys do? Did you just take her out to coffee?
I think we saw some concerts or something like that.
Okay.
I don't even remember. It was George Washington. All I got was Jew broads. A lot of Jewish chicks. I kind of forget that I've
down
hooked up with a bunch of Jewish chicks in my day. When I was at Little Israel Academy. A.K.A. George Washington.
You're a white dude who can use a fro pick. Like, I think that's good in the Jewish community.
Yeah, I'm certainly not a shock, but I think they'd probably want to get away from someone who looks Jewish. Like, I'm the worst of both worlds to them. Like, I look like a Yid, and
but
I'm
you're not
Jewish.
Yeah.
That's just fucking strike one, strike two, and three. I guess I dated. I don't know. I fooled around with casually a bunch of Jewish chicks at G-Dub.
No, oh, yeah, of course.
Well, there's nothing else there.
Yeah.
There's nothing else there. And I was not venturing into the city to bang black chicks.
Oh, how young and foolish you were back then.
Oh, black chicks loved me then, too. Hot black chicks. Hot black chicks. When I first worked my job, when I was like 20 and just took over the locksmithing gig.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the black chicks of that fucking every bank that were all over me. They're like, you're 20 and you own a business. Question two is always, you got any kids?
Yeah.
And then question three, I wish I were kidding, was always like, when are you taking me to Red Lobster? That was said to me verbatim. I am not making a racist joke.
Dude, like, my inner black man loves Red Lobster. I gotta be honest. Like,
I've turned on it just because they make a shit product, and they have for a while. I love fried seafood. Red Lobster costs way too much for what it is.
You never get it fried, man. You can't get the fried there. You gotta go grilled.
Ah, grilled seafood? Fuck that.
When you know it's good, dude.
You're no inner black man, then.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You don't see a brother with grilled salmon on a bed of lettuce. Oh, I can taste the omega-3s. No.
Yeah, boy!
Yeah. Things no black man has said ever. Outside of Jay-Z and Russell Simmons.
Yeah, Russell Simmons eats some, like, salmon on
of
salad.
Course. With his Earl Grey.
Dude, he is the black Captain Picard. He really is.
He's just he and Jay-Z both have that ugly turtle face, head of a penis thing going.
I wouldn't say that about Russell. I wouldn't go there with Russ.
He's a saggy-faced bitch.
Wow. Wow, this is my boy.
I don't care for Russell
He's
Simmons.
Down with the Asian flavor, man. I gotta go.
Oh,
like,
that fucking happy he married?
The chinky giraffe, as she used to be called in high school, I heard.
Oh, chinky giraffe, yeah. Yeah.
I feel that. Like, I'm surprised nobody called me that in high school.
I don't know. Yeah, the ex ain't bad. Fucking.
Oh, Kimura's. Do you see who she's, like, hitting it?
She's fucking the black dude from Blood Diamond or whatever. Like,
damn right.
Dark as shit.
Good for her.
Jamin Hansu, whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah. So she moved up in the world, I think. No offense.
In terms
Russ,
of looks, not value. I mean, that guy's worth maybe a mil or something. Russell's. Jesus, I don't even.
Nope. Don't you understand? She took half his.
Oh, yeah. She's got the money now. So this boy. This boy is just the pool boy to her now. This young plaything.
But she popped out two kids with him, right? Was it two or...
With Russell?
No, with the new dude.
No, it's two with Russell.
I thought she had another kid. She had another kid with this guy.
Are you shitting me?
I don't think so.
That's whorish. She ain't horribly young anymore. She shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
Why does she have to cement her relationship to this new guy? If anything, she should keep that pretty fucking loose. She's the one with the money. And she's still pretty damn good looking.
Yo, those kids are going to be, like, if they have girls... Think of the modeling ability. Damn.
Well, Russell had two girls with her.
Yeah, but, like, the new dude's better looking. I think those kids, if they pop out girls, those are going to be, like, supermodel potential. Like,
maybe.
They're just going to be, like, some tall, skinny, like, what? Is she half Asian or full?
Half. She's half black, half Asian. Yeah,
dude, three-quarter black, quarter Asian.
That's some pretty muted Asian at that point,
get
man.
Get that on the runway.
Three-quarters black, quarter anything. You could be three-quarters black, one-quarter... Great whale.
I'm saying, but come on, man. Iman was like famous as hell.
What was she?
I can't remember.
I thought
she was
just
fine,
like East African or something.
Yeah,
like,
she was exotic. I'm just saying, like, you get a little like quarter Asian with like three quarters black, them kids is gonna like
maybe
rock the runway.
Maybe. You never know. They could be gross little shits. Who knows?
Yeah. But if they're lucky, they'll be
married
to the next David Bowie.
All right, fair enough. I've never seen his kids by Iman.
Me neither. I'm curious.
I know he had a dude with him, and that guy's probably like in his 20s at this point.
I can't imagine.
I've never cared enough to remember when I'm in front of a fucking Google browser to look up what David Bowie's kids look like.
I'm probably not going to do it after this show today.
You know what? Fucking
are you
going to
do it?
Buy me 5 seconds.
You
going to
do it?
Buy me 5 seconds.
All right, so John, like, I just brought all this up today because I was like, you know, I feel like John learned how to pick up the ladies first on the internet, second
I found
in
the
person.
White one.
Oh, like his like full white kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody cares about that. But yeah, I feel like you may not necessarily have learned to have game as quickly if you hadn't like experimented on the net. I feel like you are the next generation. Like, you were just kind of like leading. You're a pioneer as far as how young men are going to learn how to pick up chicks in the future. Because I think you learned your game first online and then applied it in real life.
I'm not going to disagree with that statement. I would have learned a very different game in real life. I would have been banging a lot more indiscriminately in real life because I would have just had the sense of urgency, like, which cavemen had in the day. That's how you're supposed to react to women, by the way. And it's been robbed from us in the modern world. A caveman would see... I don't know, 5, 6 women he could reproduce with in his entire life. Like, his world was this pack of 50 people.
Yeah.
And once or twice in your lifetime, you probably bumped into these other pack of 50s. And you guys didn't have fucking mixers. You hurled rocks at each other and maybe killed each other. So you would fuck with what was ever in your tribe. And that's what's hardwired into us by hundreds of thousands of years of existence like that. So, yeah, I would have probably gone with what's very hard-coded into my DNA and just been like, oh, this is the one hot girl at my work. I'm going to piss on her doorstep or however you mark territory.
Do you think you ever would have been in, because you've never been in this mentality, but the, hey, 10 minutes to last call, who is the least unattractive girl I've talked to tonight? Can I get to her before somebody else realizes that it's almost last call?
God, would I have been a bar poonhounder? No, I probably would have done more legit activities.
Like what?
Book clubs or something like that.
Oh, yeah, you would have gone to book club back in like the 70s.
Yeah, and then I would have been like, well, this is what I took from it. As below me, you just hear, wah, wah, yeah. Wah, wah, wah. If I'm playing my cards right. I found a picture of the kid, by the way. It's a like, light-skinned black chick. Nothing even. I already X'd out. She's nothing special looking.
Mm.
You ever seen a light-skinned black woman?
Yes.
You've seen their kid.
All right. That's too bad.
Yeah, I know. You figure with two, like, kind of lean, elegant parents, it would be super sexy.
Runway ready.
She's also, like, 12, so I'm not going to.
Oh, come on. You didn't tell me that. Get out of here. Dude, I looked weird as hell when I was, like, a half-breed at, like, age 12. I was, like, 5'11", 130. My posture was so bad. It was terrible.
Well, why are you... So you're probing how I probably learned to get girls online, but who are you trying to see naked with the first, just in general? Like, I guess as you enter the online world, you're like, I want the skills to get girls naked, right?
Actually, no. I'm just asking because...
Well, fuck you for wasting my time.
Hey, no, it's good for your listeners at home. I'm just saying, like, the counterfactual of who would John Papa Giorgio be today? Were it not for the internet,
I'd probably have like a wife. No bullshit. I could easily see that. I could easily see myself married and not so happy. I don't see much happy marriage in my life, just unhappy.
Do you see much happy marriage in anyone's life? That's my question now that you bring it up.
Have you? I'm trying to remember fucking Ginger's line. I botched it. You know, a lot of happy married people, Ace, because I don't. To answer Ginger's question, I don't.
Yeah.
Most married people I know are, the dudes are complacent in the marriage, to say the least. They've kind of gone in with the mentality of, oh, great, the one attractive girl I fucked and she married me. And they get real fat playing video games and drinking beer all night and not really working at the marriage, which marriage is work. That's why I don't like it.
That's the best advice I ever got.
Like, and yeah. The girls are... They've still got reproductive years ahead of them. A woman does not want to feel at 31, this is it, and it ain't going to get better. Because they have this imminent sense of time that guys don't. I think it's tied into having periods or whatever, but they know that shit doesn't last forever, much more than a dude.
Right.
And so most married women I know are in a honeymoon phase for a bit, and then it's like, fuck, I'm not getting attention paid to me. This sucks. And so they're looking for strange D or at least attention, much more likely attention than actually getting fucked. Yeah. And the guys are drowning their sorrows in a world of Halo and Call of Duty.
And you actually saw this a lot from the other side of it, where it's just like, hey, want to see my tits? My husband's in the other room playing video games.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck him. He's ignoring me. Here's my slit. Yeah. Which I guess I should be more old school and be like, oh, you're married. Don't do any of that. People are just going to chase their happiness. That's how we're hardwired, man. And
I think that's relatively innocuous, to be honest.
Well, not just that, but the thrall that the rule of religion has over people where it's like, don't do that. You're going to hell. That's faded, man. People, we're just a generation now of I want to be happy. I want to be happy. I want to be happy. We are not good with not being happy this day and age.
I really question what even people are defining as happiness, but...
Feeling pleasure. People don't want to abstain from pleasure.
The problem is, like, that kind of shit is fleeting. Like
people don't care anymore. They're cool with very fleeting pleasures.
People don't understand, like, as it disappears, it's just a harsh reminder that, like, without such things, you know, there's an empty feeling. And that's what's difficult. It's like, well, that was good for a couple minutes. And back to the rest of my life. You know, like, I think that's why you got to get to the point where the rest of your life actually feels good. That's the way I look at it. I think that's the older lesson that can be gleaned.
Well, yeah, I don't think many people are as introspective as us, though, to be quite real, and to praise us on one of the few levels I think we're really deserving of it. I think people like you and me, and I mean, we talk to each other a lot, so we know what we're down for and what we're looking for. A lot of people really never take the time to think, what's going to make me happy in life? It's a lot of being told what should make you happy and trying to execute that. And for a lot of people, it's then reconciling their unhappiness with, well, I did what should make me happy. Why am I not happy?
Yeah, and that's why, like, I do feel people on, like, beware of delayed gratification, because some of the things they're selling us on, like, that is not the road to fulfillment. Like, I think everybody's getting a hard lesson in that right now. Like, anybody underwater on their mortgage is just like, what the fuck? Why the fuck did I just let them convince me that this was the right route?
You know, you mean someone just getting bullied into putting down a lot of money?
Or just like, I don't know, I met a friend last night who was telling me about, like, for years people were trying to bully him into buying a house. Like, people just gave him shit constantly. Like, why don't you own a house yet? Why don't you own a house? And he just, like, he said he'd rather rent and not have, like, the worry of owning a house. And then, like, when the housing market in Texas went to shit, he was like, well, like, that is one less piece of stress in my life.
Well, isn't it even now? Is it a good buyer's market right now? I still haven't really looked into that.
I am so far from being able to afford a house. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. <It's with>
Given, yeah, the flakiness of my current income, I wouldn't touch a house unless I was down paying 75% of it.
Yeah, and I just, to be honest, like, I think most mortgage lenders would look at you and me and be like, are you fucking kidding?
They wouldn't fuck me with yours. Are you kidding? Me being like, I'm a locksmith, so hopefully they don't invent some sort of keyless lock in the next few years and we're okay. How would that suck? Oh, my God. Now I'll be up at night worrying about that. I'm waiting for you to take it somewhere.
All right, man. Well, no, I think we've delved deep into the mind of John Papa Giorgio today.
We did. I've coughed up on everything we did today.
It is Papa's basement, I do believe.
It is. Once in a while, you know what? Once in a while, I like my wife to pull my dick out of my pants and initiate this shit. Sick of having to play with your cooter every fucking time. So do it. I got my hands above my head right now as we're recording, like a man getting a lazy bead. We got a couple minutes left. What do you want to drag it into? Or we can punch out early.
No, man.
I got to take a big fat coffee piss. Wouldn't break my heart.
I was hoping you would tell me what happened to Randy Travis, man, because I haven't looked up this at all, and gave me such a tease before we even, like, got on the air.
Part of the actual show prep. Sure, well, we'll get into that. Well, what have you heard about the recent Randy Travis arrest, which, by the way, is his second within the year, I think.
All I saw literally was, like, headline, DUI Randy Travis.
Okay.
That's all I got out of it, because I was just skimming Google News, and I was like, oh, I got arrested again.
Well, first of all, you got to realize, I believe he got out of the music game. Am I right on that?
I mean, he could always go back.
He always could. Country folk, it's like he's so slow in that world, where it's not like pop music for kids in the MP3 generation, where artists are forgotten like this. Country folk, it's like the black community, where someone comes back after a 20-year hiatus, and it's like, oh, shit, we've missed them. Randy could come back at any time. You're right. I think he became a preacher or something like that, though.
Oh, really?
Okay. I'm not sure. I'm literally regurgitating what I heard on Opie and Anthony. I want to be very open about that. I've done little research other than opening a couple TMZ articles.
I did see you reading before before show.
I did.
Yeah, so you were actually on the internet reading some articles.
All right, so this is what happened with Randy's second DUI. I believe the first was February of 2012. Randy Travis threatened to shoot and kill the troopers who arrested him for drunk driving last night, according to the Grayson County Sheriff's Office. They received a call at 11:18 p.m. from a person who stated there is a man lying in the roadway. When cops arrived at the scene, they notice Travis's 98 Pontiac Trans Am. Already an indicator things haven't gone so well for Randy lately.
Nah, he just keeps it real, dude.
It was driven off the road and slammed into several barricades in a construction zone. I think either this DUI or the previous one, too, he walked into a convenience store naked.
Oh, what?
And the clerk asked him, how are you going to pay for this? You obviously don't have any money on you. And he peaced out. I want to say that was number one. Travis was initially arrested for DWI, but once inside the cop's car, he threatened to, quote, shoot and kill the troopers working the case. As previously reported, Travis was naked and rode bareback while being transported to the station. For his mugshot, they threw a t-shirt on him. And in the mugshot, he's got a black eye and cuts. They say injuries he suffered when he crashed. No. State troopers don't like being threatened by anyone. So there you go. That's a man on a downward spiral. I got shit on Randy Travis.
Oh, man. It's
that guy's
a
good fucker, too, man. What was that first album, Storms of Life or some shit like that? I don't know. I have
what
that
tracks?
One.
What tracks do you?
Oh, was that Digging Up Bones?
Digging Up Bones.
I think I was Digging Up Bones. That's good. I don't think that was Forever and Ever. That was a couple albums in.
Dude, that's a panty dropper right there.
What, Forever and Ever?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah. I like Digging Up Bones because that's depressing.
Yeah, no, that's more of a true country song.
Yeah, right, it's there. Just him staring at, what, an ex-wife's picture, ex-girlfriend, something like that.
Yeah, like, what's left out in that song, I think, is, like, there's a revolver sitting on the bureau, just like...
Yeah. Or he's turning Japanese to their old yearbook. Something's missing from being the realist. But, yeah, Randy doing the drunk thing in style. I like that it's just his M.O. to get naked. Every time he's weak. Drunk, like, I get it if you just got a problem with the bottle and you're running around a lot making an ass of yourself, but it's great. It's just like a party naked thing to him.
I mean, everybody does something different when they get blackout drunk. I know you never had that kind of, like,
I'll get stage. Blackout drunk, but I hear that I start to get annoyingly, I won't say annoyingly aggressive with women, because that makes it sound like I'm trying to rape them, like Pepe Le Pew style.
You become insensitive. I've seen that. There's a level of insensitivity in what you say to a woman where it's like, wow, he's just going to keep going with that.
Yeah.
She clearly didn't like that last joke.
Yeah,
he's going to bring it again.
Yeah, and I've heard I just really try to fuck a lot of broads or something like that. Like, it's just me playing. I do what you say, you know, the whole going around at last call, 2 a.m. thing. I do that.
Okay.
Apparently.
I knew it. I knew you had that in you.
Yeah, but that's blackout drunk.
Not on me.
Blackout drunk, I do that. I think I know that after a certain point, I stop thinking people can smell my farts, and I don't mean that as a metaphor, or like hearing them. Like, I'll just be trying to spit game, it's like, and then I just won't miss a beat, and we'll go into something else. And it's like, you know, the fucking shitty music they're piping in here wasn't loud enough to cover that. I don't know. What's your drunk thing?
Mine is weird because I always end up at home. Like, I don't try to drive drunk. What I do is, like, whenever I get home, however I get home, I just wake up the next morning and my kitchen is just covered in food.
Really?
Like, I sort of ate a little of it, but mostly I just flung it all over the place. So I spent most of the next day hungover and, like, cleaning. Like, one time my kitchen was just covered in sauerkraut. I took a jar of sauerkraut and just threw it everywhere. I got no idea why.
So you don't eat it.
I don't even remember that. I know I eat some of it because I know, like, in my head, I'm just like, I'm going to be so hungover tomorrow. I got to eat something.
Yeah.
And yet most of the food doesn't make it into my mouth.
I'm a big drunk eater. Don't get me wrong.
But when I'm blackout, no, it's just like
exactly.
The worst
blackouts.
Was,
like, I just have to be told what happened.
The worst day was like I just came home, apartment was like the kitchen was just covered in split pea soup and blood.
What? What is the blood from?
It took me minutes to remember. I was like, oh shit, why is my apartment covered in split pea soup? And then like as I'm like looking to start cleaning it up, I just see the blood. I'm like, where the hell did that come from?
Yeah.
I look down at my hands. Like, it looks like I have stigmata.
Jesus, and did you figure out where it came from?
I instantly remembered. It hit me like a ton of bricks, okay. Like what had happened. I have this rule in life.
Obviously, the rule isn't don't bleed everywhere and get soup all over the fucking place.
No U-turns is one of my rules. If I miss a turn, I don't do a U-turn. I find a different route to get where I was going.
You and your weird shit. For a long time, you used to just not stop at stop signs. I remember that, too. But, great rule until you get your first $100 ticket that then fucks your insurance for 3 years.
But yeah, like with the no U-turn rule, one day I was walking home drunk as hell. Blackout drunk, really. And this
when
is only
you're walking, it isn't a U-turn.
This is what I don't. This is the only reason I remember this. Is like I walk up to this fence, and like at the top of this fence, there's this like barb that's designed to keep people from climbing over.
Uh huh.
And you know, I no U-turns.
Jesus Christ!
So I climbed that fucker. And the worst part, it was fine up until like I swung my leg over the barb, and like all the weight of my body was pressing like these barbs
oh
into my
God.
Hand.
Oh, I was gonna say you ripped out your balls.
No, like, the reason my hands were so ripped up, and this is the reason I remember just, like, sitting at the top of the fence thinking to myself, whatever you do, you cannot let go, because you know what's going to happen if you do, and it will affect future generations, so just throw your body on the ground. And I was sore all over, because, like, the only way I could get down was to throw myself 7 feet down.
Jesus
and so, like,
Christ.
I just, like, my entire left side was just covered from, like, being thrown onto the asphalt.
You know what? I think we got to go out on that inspirational. Don't quit and protect your balls.
Yeah. Much love to Randy Travis. Very unfortunate that you have to get behind the wheel while you're buck naked. But I appreciate that half the story.
drop the God stuff. Start singing again. You'll be happier, man. You'll find exponentially fewer incidents where you're naked and being hauled into custody. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Pop Giorgio. Contact me on Twitter at Papa's Basement for all kinds of mediocrity. Howard, if they want to get a hold of you, you're at Expegetical. Google that. I don't know how you spell it. Maybe you can find some remnant of the spelling of that somewhere on inpapasbasement.com. I tried to weed it out, but maybe it's still there. Again, the show's website, inpapasbasement.com. It's got those Twitter links. It's got the link to facebook.com/papasbasement, as well as our iTunes subscription link. So go there, find all our old shows, find my writing, find yourself in the bosom of our Lord and Savior. Until next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.